This summer's must-read mystery is Meredith Adamo's Not Like Other Girls. A girl's search for her missing classmate digs up dangerous secrets in this unputdownable feminist thriller, perfect for fans of Veronica Mars and A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Go Loud.
Welcome to Home with Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode.
I like looser. Loosey goosey.
Loosey goosey girl.
We are so happy to share that this week's episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which is your one-stop destination for all of your summer packing needs.
I'm actually packing on Friday.
You are?
For Egypt.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I only have one case so far.
Yeah.
But I'll probably be into Penny's getting a second case.
Yeah, I got a 30kg one actually for
Australia, wasn't it?
Or was it when we were going to France? Skiing. 30kg one.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
They all have a little bit.
I like the way they all match. You can get your big daddy case and your little baby one.
I just feel like you need that little Penny's shop before you travel anywhere.
It's just essential. Like, what do people who don't have Penny's do before they go on a trip?
Cry. Like the little bottles to put all your shampoos in.
Love them.
I need my good shampoos that I like.
Yeah.
Because do you ever use the hotel ones? They do be crispy.
And they have the stickers as well.
Yeah.
Some of them have names. Moisturizer, shampoo, body lotion.
I need adapters actually.
Yep.
I'm putting that in my notes. Mm-hmm. Speak. And then travel pillows.
Oh yeah.
Need.
Yeah.
Because my flight is an hour to London and then five hours to Sharm.
Nah, stress of that.
Yeah.
You can go in and get your little weighing thing as well.
I'll need that.
You'll need it, yeah.
Although summer clothes aren't as heavy, but I like to have it for peace of mind because I'll be an anxious mess going to the airport knowing that it could be overweight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run and get scales as well.
Take that stress out of before the airport and weigh it at home, see how heavy it is then.
Yeah.
Exactly. At least you can get rid of stuff then and leave them at home. You're not stuck in the airport with your stuff.
True.
Because what
stranded,
you
just pay out some extra money. Need it. So make sure to pop into your local Penny's store to check out all the gorgeous bits from the latest summer collections, like their luggage, their, what are they called, stock? No, packing cubes.
Packing cubes.
I love packing cubes.
We need.
Literally.
Yeah.
Bikinis, swimwear, everything. Or you can see what's in store beforehand as well with their online stock finder. So rant of the week.
Rant of the week.
I came in here
on a bit of a rager. I wanted to be a bitch.
Why?
I had to beep.
About your rent. Oh, why?
That'll be my
rant. Oh, that'd be okay, grand. So, rant of the week is where we get to basically get to, it's our time of the week where we are allowed to give out about something.
Something so stupid.
So stupid. Yeah. So, like, first world problem.
Minuscule.
We're never saying that these are a big deal. Okay? No. They're just a bit of a joke and a bit of a, but also therapeutic.
Oh, yeah.
Therapeutic to rant.
Getting something off your chest really does help.
It does.
Yeah. That's no matter how big or small.
Yeah. Hmm. And I think sometimes we can relate to them and we can say, oh, I'm glad that also annoyed someone else too.
You're not alone.
You're not alone in your rants, okay?
All right, do you want to go first?
My one is, why do Ryanair put you in a little pen?
I knew it would be something to do.
Yeah, because a lot of things this would be in rants week. Like, why do they put you in a pen when the plane hasn't even been offloaded yet?
What do you mean a pen?
Well, not a pen. This time it was a stairwell. So they checked us all on. And look lovely, on time, happy day, checking on. And then we're just left in the stairs and I look out the window and there is the plane only getting off now.
Stop it.
So there's people waiting outside. So some people were in the staircase and some people were a bit outside as well.
Waiting to get on?
The whole rest of the plane to get off. They obviously have to clean it then a little bit. Well, maybe not. No. Sometimes there's some crumbs all over the seat.
Yeah, when you got home from France, crumbly bumbly.
Oh, that was crummy.
That was, don't
crummy
know what was going on
bummy.
There. Do you think they do it to clear the floor of the airport? Do you know what I mean? To get people away from the gates?
I think it's a time thing and a staffing thing where once they've everyone checked in, the person checking in can leave.
Oh, they're finished? Job done.
Well, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Or they're on to the next thing. So it's like efficiency.
Oh.
Whereas if that plane's still up out and that person just standing there doing nothing up until people can check on.
Is it?
So that's what I came to conclusion yesterday. I think that's what I saw. I'm sure someone will write into us and let us know, but I think it's just a time thing.
I hate sitting there.
And then at least when everyone's checked on, you can all just walk on.
Yeah.
Instead of like still going beep, 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 through everything.
I hate sitting or standing there in the stairs just waiting.
I was going to sit in my suitcase. I was like, no. And then I had a pack of salt and vinegar crisps and someone was staring at me eating them. I was like, oh, let me eat my crisps.
In the stairs?
Yeah.
Would you have had them on the plane?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you?
Probably, yeah.
Would you?
I eat beef jerky and all them. I remember one time I opened a pack of seaweed and everyone was like, turned red. I was like, who is that stupid?
I seen this TikTok on around and it was this girl and she was like, we're going to a family party or wherever she was going. So, oh no, fuck that. She wasn't going to a family party. She was going to the cinema. She's going to the cinema, so she was making egg mayo to bring to the cinema.
What's that smell?
I love eggs.
I don't like egg mayo. I love eggs.
I would never bring something like that to like a cinema or like. Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen a video saying boiled eggs shouldn't be eaten in public.
You love a boiled egg.
I love a boiled egg. I eat them like an apple.
Love. You nearly rubbed the salt over here last week as well.
I walked out here. First of all, I was late for. I was taught my Pilates started at 5:30, so I was running out here. Got changed. I know you can get changed. I was getting changed there.
Mm.
I got a text. Got out of the taxi. It was like, review your class. I was like, review my class. I haven't done it yet. I was like, fuck. And I checked. It was 4:30. I don't know how I got 5:30 in my head.
How did you do that?
Don't know. But they gave me back the class out of good faith because they felt bad for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Really okay. Nice. Didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't lose out too much.
Yeah. But then I actually robbed the salt out of the canteen here. I thought it was my water bottle. It was under my arm.
The big, huge white bottle
huge
of salt.
Huge white salt. And I looked. I was like, oh my God. It was like fifth floor salt. I was like, fuck. I had to go back in.
Shit.
That's my rant of the week. I don't. I think I do get why they do it, but.
I don't. There's obviously a reason. But maybe if someone could tell us the actual reason.
And also, when people don't. When you're out on the plane, go row by row.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
why
just common
courtesy. Why are you baiting it? Yeah. You're that's rude.
Common,
you're rude as fuck.
Common knowledge to just row by row.
That's
you're not getting
if someone's a good person or how they get off the plane.
You're not getting anywhere any faster, like.
No.
Yeah.
Just give me a set, like. You're gonna like be, I'll be beside you in passport.
If you have a connecting flight or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's different. You have to
yeah,
run.
Maybe I can understand that, but like, yeah. Row by row, come off it now.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
Yeah.
And my rant of the week is people not using lanes correctly.
Okay.
Irks the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Especially when you come around a corner expecting a free like a free lane because you're in the right lane. It's basically.
What corner are you talking about?
I'm coming up the Palmerstown like bypass, like from Palmerstown into town.
Okay.
That big, huge, long, straight road. Yeah. And you come to like the junction. You come to the. What's it called? Where the big Hilton is. The big Hilton, Kilmainham Hilton. Do you know where that is?
No.
No?
I know where the train station is, Houston.
Before that, before you get to Houston.
Okay.
The Hilton is on your right. You're coming from Palmerstown. And you can either go into the very right lane if you're going the whole way around.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two lanes to go straight, but the two lanes end up merging into one.
Into one, okay.
As you get like as you turn the corner,
okay.
So I'm in the middle one, but people think there's a queue for the right to go right. But people always think you can stay in that middle one and just squeeze in at the top, like.
Oh fuck!
They're like, I'll just stay here and squeeze in the top. So I'm coming around the corner, expecting to go straight because that's my lane.
Because you're going in right, and they're trying to go right too.
No, I'm going straight.
Oh, sorry.
But they're in front of me, blocking me from going straight.
Oh,
I have to stop. Because they're trying to sneak in front of the other people.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I'm turning this corner and now I'm blocked. And they're trying to squeeze in. There was like 3 cars. I'm beating on the horn. And
are they looking at you?
No, not a bother.
That'd be me.
Not a clue. Yeah, not a music up. Oops, can't hear. So I have to try and go out then and get out of their way. But all the traffic is zooming by me. I'm just like, just wait
just
in the queue.
Use them right, I know.
Just wait in the queue.
They try to jump, skip you.
Oh my God, it happens, especially merging on and off the M50 as well.
Yes.
I'll purposely go into this the very left lane or the slow lane.
Yeah.
A good bit behind. If I know that it's going to be one of those exits where it's really busy.
Yeah, same.
I just stay a good bit back and I'll just.
Yeah, I'd never try to just squeeze in. Like
never squeeze in.
No, never squeeze.
I'd have to fear of God if I was trying to squeeze in and I couldn't.
And no one would let me squeeze.
If there was no squeezing going on, then what?
Seriously,
no, it pisses me off. And then if someone like.
But I always let them squeeze.
Sometimes I don't. I'm like, no, fuck that. I've been waiting here long enough. Yeah, you should have waited in your. You should have waited. What gives you the right to come and.
True.
Boot in front of everyone else.
True.
No squares.
All right, wait, when you ask them squares, they don't say thanks.
Oh,
I'm like, fuck.
I don't do that, but if they could read my lips at that time, I go, yep, you're welcome. Yeah, I always do. I go, oh, you're welcome. Oh,
it's like,
oh.
It's like that meme. The teacher's like, oh, wait.
Yeah. I don't say anything. I don't flash them. I don't do that.
I'm like, fuck
or,
you.
Or if you say, if you let them in, they don't say thank you, and you go, you prick or something. You're like, oh, and then a minute later they thank you.
And you're like,
oh, you're all right. It's okay.
You're and then you feel like a bitch.
Yeah, you're like, fuck. You're welcome. Fine. Yeah, my rant was lanes.
Fair, honestly.
Just wait your turn. Just cop on.
And I just feel like people just drive so recklessly in general. I'm like, I just seen someone zooming up to us. Where are you going?
But, yeah.
You really need
Come
to
on,
be.
Like.
Unless there's a fucking medical emergency, I'm sorry.
No.
Like, it's just dangerous and it really pisses me off. Mm. It's going to get you there, a minute or something?
Yeah.
You're like,
driving is really, it's really starting to grind my gear. I don't know if I'm getting old or what's going on, but
yeah, maybe.
The way people drive, I'm heavy on the horn lately.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Is and it it's very unlike me. Like, normally Queeve would be like that.
Yeah.
Like, if she's driving my car and she'd be heavy on the horn, I'd be like, stop. They could stop it. They might get out or something. Like, and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
The road rage is really coming out of me lately.
But I always think, imagine you were doing it and then they got out and you knew them.
Have me before. Yeah. Someone hit my car with their door. And I was like,
yeah.
And I knew who it was. And I was like, oh, it's mine.
Yeah, oh, never mind. There's no mark. Meanwhile, there's a big, huge dent.
There's actually no mark, to be fair. But I was like, fuck. Yeah, imagine beeping the life out of someone.
I don't know what I'd say if someone hit into me. I'd be like, sorry, you just hit me. Do you mind? No problem, actually.
You can put it. Yeah, do you know what?
I'll pay the thousands. Oh, I feel good after that run.
Yeah.
If you agree with either of our rants, let us know. You can email homodrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram, and it's homodrinkpod, and you can just always message into us there as well. So, If I Was You is a new kind of segment, but it's kind of still Seeks and Stalls in a way. Well, it's basically for if you ever had a dilemma that you didn't think was serious enough, or you thought, like, oh, is it worth, like, even saying?
Mm.
Do you know, like, something like, it could be like something silly, something that you think is small.
Yeah, that you want people to nearly resonate with.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Exactly.
You just don't want to feel alone in your troubles.
So it could be something funny. It could just be something like that's maybe you don't think is as big of a deal, but you still want advice on.
Mm.
Just something that's not like
heavy.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to send them in for this, then you can do that. And you can also send in a rant if you want, like a lighthearted rant on anything.
Love.
If you want our advice or our opinions on. So these are all sent into our email address, and it's homodrink@goloudnow.com. And this is the If I Was You for today. So I'm 18. I'm starting to think about my CAO options, but all I know is I want to do influencing. However, I'm afraid to start up. I'm afraid of what other people will think or say, even though I know I shouldn't. So I'm just wondering if you have any tips on how to start getting out there and on Instagram more.
It's adorable.
So cute.
Do it, girl. We live on a floating rock.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I was only thinking that over the weekend. I think I was talking to Queeve or something, and I don't know what we were talking about, but like,
nothing, I was like, nothing's that deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really not that. I was like, Queeve, we live on a floating rock.
Yeah.
Life is not that, like, doesn't have to be that complicated. You don't need to really overanalyze everything and overthink things and like,
yeah. I agree.
We're on a floating rock.
Yeah. And also, I think make sure to have your, like, reasons for doing it as well. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, make sure it's...
good reasons.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, do it. And I think maybe also do your CAO.
Have something as a backup.
Have your backup.
Anyway,
and
yeah.
I don't think let that deter you. But I think now is a good time. You're 18. You will have a little bit more time. Well, college, actually. Would you have less time in college? I feel like you have more time in college in a way because you have less classes. Where school, you're in like 9 to 4 every day. So this is your time that you can go to college and also do it on the side then if you want. And you can reinvent yourself. You can start college fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh people. You can say, right, I'm just not going to care what people think and just do it because that's what I want to do. And if it's something that you keep thinking about, do it.
Because if you don't end up doing it, you'll regret it in a few years.
And someone else will.
Yeah, but always have a backup, I think. I think just with the influencer job anyway.
Yeah.
It's always good to have something else, something to fall back on, something to leave. It's not a very reliable
income.
Yeah.
Or stable, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a very stable income. I think everybody kind of knows that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't fully rely on it, especially just starting out. Yeah. Like obviously, please God, you can get to a stage where you can rely on it.
Fully, yeah.
But I think for starting off anyway, still stick with your CAO. Still have that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows, you could merge the two of them together. I don't know what you're doing in college, but could end up merging them. You could be an influencing vet or something. Yeah.
Or you'd be like, come with me, spend a day in college.
Yeah, see? Together. Yeah, yeah.
Things like that. Because that's normal everyday life. And I think that's
what people relate to.
Yeah, I wouldn't be picking influencing over doing college at all. Because I think if I had done that, I'm like, what kind of like experience would I have got then straight away? Of like, just if I was just sitting at home by myself.
Is that college in Ireland where they're doing that? An influencing course?
Yeah, it's in Cardo, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Gas.
Yeah.
I'd love to go just to see.
Yeah, I know.
Like, who made the curriculum for that?
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Who's consulted?
Yeah, who was the top influencer that said, right?
Yeah, true.
Here's your step by step. This is what you
what
do.
What needs to be.
I just don't think it's something that can be in a course. No, but anyway.
No. But yeah, I think just don't mind what people say.
Yeah.
Make a little plan for yourself. And I think, I think you need the kind of experience to like have stuff to talk about. If you just started working for yourself at 18... with no one else around you.
Shambles.
No, yeah, no employee. Like, I think you need a bit of like life
experience.
Yeah, and do it along the way, and that'll make it fun. And just see if you enjoy it. If you don't, that's okay too.
That's fine, yeah.
But let us know people, when you do.
Yeah. Let people say what they want and just remind yourself we're on a floating rock.
No one who's happy and secure in themselves will ever have something bad to say.
Exactly.
Ever.
So it says more about Sally than it does Susan or something like that. Did you ever hear that saying?
It's true though.
What Sally says about Susan says more about Sally, Susan. Not Susan.
Yeah.
So take no notice, girl.
Yeah. So you can send your dilemma or your first world problem or your rant into howmydrink@goloudnow.com.
I want to hear more people's car rants. I fucking love them.
I know.
I love it. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm like,
yeah.
I really agree. I love it.
I know. I hate when people beep you too quick though at a lie. And you
I get to fright my life. I'm like, fuck you. Like, yeah. And then I'm like,
fuck you. Fuck off.
But I'd also beep someone as well if they weren't gone.
Would you? Like, I think I've not once.
Well, I do it like just a little like, yeah, just a little. Ooh, yeah. Wake up.
Yeah. That's nice. But I hate when someone's like,
well, I did it this morning as I drove by them. I was still holding the horn. As I drove past them, I was still like,
road rage.
Yeah. See ya.
So, new episodes of How I Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes come out on Wednesdays. Is this a little flyaway sticking up?
Oh.
No, is it?
No.
That's fine. Thanks again to Primark for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving us gorgeous bits for the set as well.
Yeah, we love.
Very nice. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you listen to on this right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave a little review as well.
5 stars. We 10 out of 10.
I think we have like 4.8.
Oh, go on, the birds.
Thanks, guys.
We love.
Really nice of you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Yes.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.